5:02 in the Fast Lane. Time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers and officially licensed Rolex jeweler. Brad Barnes, Brad Thompson, Chris Ranji, Randy Carricker, and Take It or Leave It coming up in a moment. Send in your text to the Hot Shots text line at 65780. Before we get to Teoli, Adam Schefter has cemented himself as the top newsbreaker in the NFL. That kind of reputation comes with long hours, relentless dedication, and being available at the drop of a dime. Schefter was reminded of that again over the weekend when he broke the news of Andrew Luck's retirement.
I don't know where the game's at. I'm at a birthday dinner. My mother-in-law was turning 75 that night. It was a surprise birthday dinner. You know, like I said, I'm between the bruschetta and the penne alla vodka when the information's flowing in.
Nice.
And I follow. Do you think I'm keeping up with what? Oh, there's 12 minutes. I don't know. So, again, I'm calling around. I'm confirming. I'm missing a part of the dinner. And then when I get the information, I don't care where the game's at. I file the information. And so all of a sudden, people are texting me. Oh, the game! I didn't even know what part the game was in. People said they're booing him. Like, I'm getting play-by-play from people outside while I'm in this restaurant in Piermont, New York, in some back room at a 75th surprise birthday dinner. I had no idea where everything was at.
Sounds like excuses to me.
Totally.
From Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not his job.
Nope.
His job is not to worry about timing and who's booed. It's to break news. I hate his job. The fact that it's there, but I do love it on Sundays, you know, when I'm setting my fantasy football roster, when he's got some scoops.
As a sports fan, I love finding out things as quickly as possible. He did what he's supposed to. If the person who, well, he clearly didn't get it from the team, because if that were coming from a team source, I think they would have said, look, can you at least wait until the end of the game before you put this out there? He did his job. It's nobody else's problem.
Sports Illustrated got Captain Andrew Luck to write one final post for the Andrew Luck parody account, and it was wonderful, and you just need to go to Captain Andrew Luck on Twitter. But take it or leave it, because of the retirement of Captain Andrew Luck, we should never allow General Jaden Schwartz, to retire.
No, I'll leave it.
So good. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to...
There's a General Jaden Schwartz on
there
Twitter?
There is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Men, it is with a heavy heart we announce that we have been informed of Sergeant Maroon's departure. The hometown hero who helped bring this militia the ultimate prize, he takes his expertise to the Tampa militia. We wish him well and shall not forget him. Of course, Captain Andrew Luck always wrote to Mother, which was...
That's true.
Always fun.
That account is good.
It's pretty
really,
awesome.
Really good.
He's retiring.
I know. It's too bad. He'll that find something suck. Else.
Yeah, he'll show up somewhere creatively. Yeah, yep. And we won't know. They don't want us to know who it is,
no,
right?
Of course not.
He or she said no.
It's so much better when you don't know.
Right, but usually people that have any sort of like fame want it, you
They'll
know,
find
and they
it
want
like,
you to know who it is.
Like the dude who's Drill. You know Drill? The account, Twitter account, Drill?
I don't know what that is.
Wint? Just go look at his Twitter account. It's pretty funny. And you know, and somebody did find out who that is.
You know who else we don't know? I think we don't know is Tiger Tracker. Who Tiger Tracker is.
No. Right.
That tweets everything about Tiger Woods. Simple one for you guys. Take it or leave it. The Brewers have the worst ground crew in all of baseball.
Look.
How you gonna have a
I'm
rain delay?
Take it.
How you gonna have a rain delay indoors?
With a roof.
How you gonna do that? I mean, I know it takes a few minutes to close. About 10, 12 minutes to close. But you have Doppler, right? Don't give me this pop-up shower BS. It was a big storm.
So probably 45 minutes before that happened, I had been listening to Rooney on the radio broadcast, and they were talking about it. They were talking about the possibility of rain in the area. If they knew there was possibly rain in the area, how do you not know if you're a Miller Park employee, if you're the grounds crew? You should at least know it's possible. Close the roof.
It's not a bad idea.
It was so easy. Guys, do you remember the bagel guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From Long
fella.
Island, the guy who lost his mind at the employees because they thought they were making fun of him for being short. Well, he's a stand-up comedian. He tweeted this out yesterday. My stand-up comedy debut will be September 7th at the beautiful Clarion Hotel in Ronkonkoma, which is in New York. I will also be accepting sexual advances from hot women in room 69 after the show. Take it or leave it. You don't need this.
Oh, leave it.
I'm going to leave it.
The funniest part of that is that he's doing stand-up, which is great because he's really tiny.
He can't do sit-down.
But I would much rather listen to Bagel Boss's stand-up comedy than than see him in a celebrity boxing match, which apparently he's doing as
That's
well.
That's true.
I'd rather hear him. Room 69, by the way. Room 69.
Has anybody ever heard from the boss?
His boss?
Oh, yeah. You're not my boss.
You're not my boss. Somebody must have talked to the boss.
Yeah. Has anybody talked to his dad?
Maybe his dad has passed on.
Maybe. Okay.
Big Sis, what do you got for us?
Take it or leave it, you would like to see Munoz get some of Edmonds' playing time.
Leave it.
Yeah, I'll leave that, too.
I like what Tommy Edmonds doing. I like his versatility, and I like Munoz coming off the bench. I think he's a very good, you know, good guy that you can put in late, you feel fine about. I like Tommy Edmonds getting the ABs. So.
Yeah, at this point, I don't really need him starting a lot.
To the Hot Shots text line, 65780, take it or leave it. If you had to pick one position in football to tailgate with, you would pick the offensive line and not the quarterbacks like some of the Jamokes from ESPN.
100%. No doubt. Offensive linemen are funny. They eat a lot.
Well, that's
why
they
have great taste in food. They're smart. Yeah, you totally go with the offensive line.
If I'm feeding them, I'm going to leave it. I don't have enough. I gotta feed those guys.
Oh no, you don't have to. You're just tailgating with them. Everybody brings their own thing at a tailgate.
Not gonna be
ranch.
Anything left for me.
Oh yeah, there will be. Don't worry about it.
It's the offensive line or who?
Quarterback.
Yeah, offensive line instead of the quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a group of fun too. And you know when you get them together, that's more fun. I'm gonna go with the offensive line also.
I would like to pick the brain of a quarterback though.
No, all due respect to quarterbacks.
They have to know so much.
Dan Dierdorf or Jim Hart? Adam Timmerman or Kurt Warner? And we love Kurt.
Baker Mayfield or anybody else?
Joe Thomas. Joe Thomas, please.
I'm taking Baker. And Johnny Manziel. Probably really good time, both those guys together.
Yeah, that's a Buffalo Bills tailgate you're talking about there.
Oh. I'll tell you what, Baker shotgunning the beer at the Indians game was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yep.
Good technique, too. Just bit the can and went.
How do you do that without cutting yourself? Have you done it?
Practice, bro. Practice. No, by the way, no.
Take it or leave it. Even without Andrew Luck, the Colts make the playoffs.
I'm going to leave it for the time being.
The Colts make the play? Yeah, leave it.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it, too. They're not going to win their division. That's not happening.
That rally around Jacoby thing, I don't know how that's going to work. Jacoby, though, very, very motivated. That could be his job. Like, he goes out there and does well. Like, he's playing for a QB1 money. So,
right.
Good for him.
And there's a couple of scary teams. The reason that I would at least tentatively leave it, because Houston can be really good.
Jacksonville, too.
Yep, and Jacksonville... I think actually has a better chance because they have more people that have been able to stay healthy during their career. When Watt is hurt all the time and you don't know whether you're going to have Clowney, and you lost your running back, you lost Lamar Miller, if you're Houston, you've got some issues there.
Yeah, we got a great point sent to us, by the way, from the Hot Shots text line regarding the tailgate. From the 314, it says, QBs bring the girls to the tailgate, you rookies.
Well, I mean, they bring their own. Do they bring enough for you?
They could bring a flock. Who knows?
That's possible.
QB1.
Yep.
I've been to a lot of tailgates in my life, a lot of tailgates. And for me and the people that I tailgate with, tailgating is about food. It's about camaraderie. It's about football. And if good-looking women walk by, all the better. But I'm not there to try to pick up women. I'm there to have fun. And I'm there to eat, and I'm there to get ready for a football game or enjoy the aftermath of a victory.
You married?
Even when I wasn't.
No.
Even when you weren't?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm going quarterback.
I'm with you.
You guys can enjoy your quarterback.
See, we can have it all. We can have the food, the
great
booze,
conversation.
And the talent.
Like, tell me about when you were on Jimmy Fallon. How was that?
Yeah.
And take it or leave it, of all the complimentary food things that restaurants give to you before your meal, chips and salsa are king.
Take it. For sure take it.
I will leave it because I love bread and olive oil and maybe a little Parmesan on the table.
It's good.
At an Italian place.
I just like the spices and salsa in it. So much.
Yeah. I like chips and salsa, but I like me some of those little rolls that they have at
Roadhouse.
Eckert's.
I knew you were going to do forgot about those.
Yeah. Wait, Eckert's.
Yeah.
Well, they got the biscuits, the fried biscuits.
They're unbelievable.
They're pretty good. With the apple jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff's pretty good.
Texas Roadhouse rolls?
Those cinnamon rolls?
Oh, yeah. And the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster.
Oh, yeah. Those are really good.
Yeah. They sell those in the store. You can make them at home.
That's right.
I mean, Olive Garden breadsticks, too. Gosh darn it. Yeah, I'm still going chips and salsa, though. I can eat a couple bowls of that and then be like, oh, is our food coming soon?
Yeah, I do that too. Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line at 65780. Next up, we are in the business of hot takes. We want your hot sports take via the text line 65780. We are going to provide you with our unbelievable and maybe unpopular hot takes next on 101 ESPN. Ask and ye shall receive. Use the text line 65780. This is your hot take segment on 101 ESPN. We want to hear from you what your hot take is. Doesn't have to be sports necessarily. If it is sports, all the better. But we've got some hot takes for you here on 101 ESPN. And we are going to use your text. This is a listener participation segment, or as Bernie would call it, a lazy radio segment.
I think getting the people involved is a nice thing.
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, we like we care about them.
Yeah.
We want you to be part of what we're doing.
And just in case, since I said we should do a topic or we should do a segment about this and we're doing it, you know, we should hit the lottery. I think.
I like that idea.
I mean, this one came to fruition. Why not the next one?
Oh.
Yeah.
So if you, what was it? The Secret? Is that the book? That if you speak it, it's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do from now on.
We should. Good idea. So the Kansas City Chiefs fans, it's a big fan base, are calling their offense the Legion of Zoom. Legion of Zoom.
Who's doing that?
The Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Well, that's cute.
Gotta have something.
Come up with a great name after you get to the Super Bowl. You don't need to have it when you're just trying to get to the Super Bowl. Greatest Show on Turf wasn't the greatest show on turf until after 1999. So come on, we can be better.
I think I can agree with that.
By the way, it's an awesome name, but just wait until you win something.
All right.
What you're saying is, your hot take is the Chiefs are never going to win the Super
Bowl. Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
I know how hot takes work, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't believe that most people even believe half their hot take, right? So you don't have to believe everything. It's just a hot take and you just throw stuff at the wall. But some of it can be true. Is that how this is going to work?
Well, it can be, you know, it can be outlandish, but you also believe it to be true.
All right. Well, we'll see how this goes. You guys know that my life is baseball, right? Basically, mm-hmm. I mean, baseball built everything that I have. Baseball is the reason that I have a house, reason that I have this job, reason I have my family. Love baseball. Love it to death. Baseball is boring. Baseball is boring. Boring. Nobody knows how to hit. And it bothers the hell out of me. A guy that gave up a lot of hits, nobody knows how to hit the ball. I am sick of watching an entire side of the field open and nobody knows how to do anything about it. You could put Bucky freaking LaGrange on the left side of the infield. No arms, shortstop. He had a little bit of a stint in some organization. Didn't do too well. He never had a hit in ever.
In ever, Jerry.
You could put this guy on the left side of the infield and people are still going to hit it to the right side of the infield. It's unbelievable. We continue to set records for strikeouts in the league. Did it last year, doing it again this year. We set records for home runs. How about we set a record for putting the damn ball in play and do something? You guys ever play Pepper when you were little?
Yeah.
Yep. You ever play the game Pepper? Yep. Nobody knows what pepper is now. Pepper is where you just kind of spread the ball around. It's thrown, you hit it where it's pitched, you feed it up and down the line. Nobody knows how to do that. Whatever happened to making adjustments? Whatever happened to playing chess? Whatever happened to the cat and mouse game that
I think
is...
they got fired.
Huh?
Playing chess.
What?
I think they got fired and they took it out.
Oh, no, no, I wasn't talking about Mike Matheny. I was talking about the you make a move, I make a counter move, because I'm thinking with you.
Mm.
The whole, oh, the shift is killing the game kills me. No, hitters are killing the game because they can't hit the damn ball. Yeah. That's Bucky LaGrange. We've got all the information in the world. We've got spray charts. We've got this, that, tendencies. We can't figure out hit them where they ain't. We can't figure that one out. That is an old adage. That is from Wee Willie Keeler. Came up, by the way, he went to the Hall of Fame in 1939, I think it was. So it's been around a minute. We can't even figure out hit them where they ain't. Baseball's boring. Hit the ball.
That's right. Baseball sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot take.
Baseball sucks.
Hockey's where it's at.
You damn right. So, and this has nothing to do with Yadier Molina, but Jeff Passan wrote a piece today, a bunch of baseball notes about what is happening and what could happen. Here's one of those notes. He says, a number of executives are expecting monster names to be in trade talks. And he's talking about the offseason. Wait, did you say monster names? Are Mookie Betts, Francisco Lindor, and Chris Bryant monster enough? Really? Yep. Now, this does not mean all three or even any of the three will be traded, but in preparing for this winter, rival executives believe the Red Sox, Indians, and Cubs are willing to at least, at very least, listen on their stars. Here's a hot take. Chris Bryant will not be a member of the Cubs in 2020.
Wow. Good one.
Now think about this. Remember, he is upset with them and the way they handled calling him up. There is still a grievance that he has filed with the Players Association because of it. There already seems to be some turmoil within the organization and their manager, Joe Maddon. He is not available for free agency until 2022. There are a lot of teams that would give up a ton for Chris Bryant.
Good call. I got one more. We all know about the interview that Kobe Bryant gave in which he said, that he would be the greatest of all time. He said about Shaq, he said he'd be the greatest of all time. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had blanking 12 rings. Shaq responds on Instagram, said, you would have had 12 if you passed the ball more, especially in the finals against the Pistons. Hashtag facts. You don't get statues by not working hard, and then has a picture of Shaq pointing at the statue of himself. Hey, you know what? If it wasn't for Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant wouldn't have won even one championship.
Ooh, that's hot.
Would have never won even one.
Really hot.
Take that, Kobe.
Yep. All right. Is anybody checking in here with hot takes on the text line 65780?
We've got plenty of texts to the Hot Shots text line 65780. From the 314, their hot take, Robert Thomas has a breakout season with 25 goals.
Pretty hot take.
I want that one to... I want that to come to fruition for sure.
Nine goals last season, 70 games.
That would be a breakout. We did the segment yesterday talking about the next core of the Blues, and certainly Robert Thomas would be right there in the middle of it. That would do it. That would get things kicked off the right way.
Hot take from the 309. Harry Bader has the best butt in baseball.
No, he doesn't. Okay.
Who's got a better one?
Yasiel Puig. You ever seen that?
Oh, he does have a good one.
You ever seen
one,
El Caballo? Got that horse behind.
It is strong.
Pow!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew? I wasn't paying attention.
It's a hot take time, Randy. You got to have a counter.
I got to start paying attention more.
I get the sense that because he's got the hair, somebody's also paying attention to the back.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he doesn't have a good backyard. I'm just saying it's not the best in baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. And in the outfield, you get to see a lot, or in the bullpen, you see a lot of backyards sticking out at you.
Yep.
The most frustrating backyard was Hunter Pence because he's got the wiggles all the time. He can't stay still. I wonder how he sleeps. I wonder if Hunter Pence moves around in his sleep all the time.
Fidgety.
Tad antsy.
He probably is.
Just a tiny bit.
Yep.
A bold one right here from the 573. Hot take. Sam Bradford could have done just as well if he were in Tom Brady's shoes.
Oh.
Are Tom Brady's shoes magic? Maybe. And they stop you from being injured? Is that what Tom Brady's shoes are? Did Tom Brady's shoes save you from being...
His offensive line kind of is.
Did the Patriots' offensive line stop him from busting up his shoulder in college? I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. How about this one? I don't know if you've seen this meet, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. From a 618, Stan Kroenke will have a heart attack and die next month.
I like that take.
That's a hell of a hot take.
It is.
That's a hell of a prediction.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
Yeah.
Here's one. The Patriots start the season 12-0 before they lose to the Legion of Zoom in week 14.
Wow.
Have you seen their schedule?
Patriots?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty weak. Steelers, Dolphins, win. Jets, Bills, Redskins, Giants. Jets,
they lose their opener.
Jets, Browns, Ravens, Eagles, Cowboys.
They're losing their opener.
No. No, they're not.
The hottest
no.
part of the take is losing to Kansas City in week 13. That's not happening.
The Patriots are really good at dropping a couple early in the season where we go,
especially to Pittsburgh.
Are they scary? They're done. Kill Tom Brady. He's out of here.
Yep.
And then they just go rattle off a Super Bowl again. I think that we got a text earlier about the Patriots. Here it is right here. Hot take. The Steelers finished third in the division. No way they lose Bell and AB and get better. 100% agree. You ain't going to be better.
No, you could never be better losing Jerome Bettis and Hines Ward.
That's not even.
You could never be better losing Barry Foster and who's the guy who caught the touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Franco?
No, against the Cardinals.
Santonio Holmes.
Yeah, you never get better those guys. Never get better after John Stallworth and Lynn Swann and Franco Harris leave. No, that organization can never get better when they lose a great player.
The following year, this team's going to be better losing A.B. and Le'Veon Bell.
Didn't have Le'Veon Bell last year.
They're going to be better this year, Randy. That's what you're going with.
Will they be better this year than last year? 100%.
I don't think they will.
They will. They didn't have Le'Veon Bell last year.
I know they didn't have Le'Veon Bell last year, Randy. I remember you bitching about your draft the entire year.
Oh, man.
Here's a hot take from the 636. The XFL will put the NFL out of business.
Oh,
that's
hot as
they come.
Yeah, that's a hot take.
Believe it.
Hot take.
There are not enough football dollars to go around.
Look,
you're going to give it to the better product, and it's clearly going to be the XFL.
I think so. I'm pumped up about the Battle Hawks.
Yes.
Ready to hawk and roll.
We got a couple Battle Hawk signs here in the studio.
Do you think that's what they'll say, where it's for time to hawk and roll?
If they do.
You want some money?
Remember where you heard that. Yeah. That's right. Battle Hawks.
I love it. It's all right. Time to hawk and roll.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
Your text to the Hot Shots text line, and we love your hot takes here at 101 ESPN. We want you to get back to that text line, though. Get your questions into us, whatever questions you might have. We want them at 65780 for the Sports Six Pack, which is. We appreciate your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780, with your questions for us. Here's Big Sis.
If Major League Baseball expanded next season and you had to leave eight guys unprotected from the Cardinals' 40-man roster, who would you leave exposed?
Edmundo Sosa would probably be one. They DFA'd or cut Drew Robinson.
Give him his unconditional release today.
He's gone. Brett Cecil, I think, would be made available by me. I can find eight guys very easily, I think.
All right, let's see. There's going to be some tough decisions, though, on a 40-man roster. There should be. I think Munoz might be a guy that you'd have to leave unprotected.
Yep. You would leave. You'd probably leave Fowler unprotected, would you not?
Yes, you would. I think that you'd still keep him.
Yeah, I don't think he'd get taken.
So how many is that so far?
I think we're at four or five.
Four. Okay.
But there's another light-hitting middle infielder at AAA.
Ramon Urias.
There you go.
Yeah, and then Ronel Ravelo would be another one.
Yeah. Pretty easy. I think there was a...
Justin Williams?
I think I'd leave Justin Williams, yeah. So I'm good.
We just cleared house, didn't we?
Sorry, guys.
So we just gave you plenty of room for the roster next year when you make these monster deals. Good to go.
What would make you not necessarily go all in, but to just be kind of bought in to the XFL team, to the Battle Hawks once they get here?
I'm already bought in on the idea of football. Like, and I'm also bought in on the idea of football that's going to be affordable and it seems like very like family friendly, like, which I know XFL didn't scream that right off the bat, but it seems like that's what, you know, Kurt Hunziker and the group here want to build. It is excitement around it. This is our team. That's what's actually got me drawn into it off the bat, is your ground floor on something that could be yours. Now, who knows what the XFL life looks like? Maybe it lasts a couple years. Maybe it grabs a foothold and goes, and we're talking about it for a long time. But that's what excites me about it, is the fact that it's here and it's just starting here.
And I do think that once we get to know players, I think that's one of the keys. I don't think you can just have guys out on the field that you don't know. I think we need to get to know who the players are. And I really do think that the XFL will do a good job at allowing us to know who the players are. And I think especially playing in the spring, the competitive level will be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it would honestly take me a couple of years to really just to just be excited, like legitimately excited. I'm interested. There's no question. I'm interested to see how this all goes. It's nice that we've got something here, but I think it's going to take a couple of years of seeing how it looks and seeing what kind of interest other people have in it too, before I really, really just invest myself in it.
Who retires first, Tom Brady or Yadier Molina?
Yachty.
Yeah, I think Yachty does too.
2 years? He's got 2 years left on the deal?
1 year left on the deal next year. I think he'll sign another deal after that, but Tom Brady's going to play till he's 70.
Yeah, it kind of feels that way.
Yep.
We've been having the conversation of when's the last year for 7 years now, so.
BT, you've celebrated a couple playoff wins in your time. How do you celebrate a series win knowing that there are games still to be played, still work to be done? Is it hard to be in the moment and not look ahead?
You don't. No, you don't celebrate. You expect to win. You expect to win every game. You expect to win every series. There's no, you don't go in, well, I take that back. I guess the Cubs had a party room and they celebrated everything for a while. But you don't. You're happy. There's always an excitement around winning. You're happy when you win a series. You're ticked off when you don't. But there is no celebration until it's cause for celebration. It's cliche, but it's so true. Don't let the highs get too high. Don't let the lows get too low. And work somewhere in the middle. Because the only time that you can get super excited is when it's that last celebration. You can't. You're happy you did your job, but that's kind of all it is at this point. You're winning series, you're doing your job.
Randy Arozarena is probably going to be in this conversation. Dylan Carlson. What guys that are currently not on the Cardinals roster do you see having a big impact next season?
I would go with Carlson, and that's, of course, well, I don't even think that's dependent upon Ozuna coming back. I think Carlson will be here and do some things. And Alex Reyes, hot take.
I would love that one to be correct. Like make a big impact. That's the kind of the scary thing for me, is that at the top levels right now, I don't see a bunch of guys where you're just like, oh, I can't wait till that guy gets here. Right. Dylan Carlson is that guy. And Dylan has forced his hand with the way that he's played this year. Texas League Player of the Year, gets called up to AAA, lights that up, and everybody's clamoring for him to be called up in September, which certainly doesn't sound like that's going to happen. But he's the guy that is right there on the outside looking in that could make a big-time impact.
What do you think the backlash will be if Mizzou goes on to have a phenomenal season, maybe even a top 15, top 10 finish, but that bowl ban is still there?
Well, I mean, the backlash against NCAA has already been heavy. I think it's probably, unless they go undefeated,
I don't know if it can get any.
Oh my God, would
they
it?
Run the table, win the SEC? You win the SEC, you're in the Final Four. I mean, that's I don't care who your name is, you win the SEC. Oh,
the amount of backlash they got nationally, though, I think that's as heavy as it gets, unless they do run the table miraculously, and then they don't get to go to a bowl game of any kind at the end of it. then I think the NCAA takes a lot more criticism. But I think they've already gotten their criticism. Maybe if the decision comes back that day and they tell us, oh, nothing can be done, we're leaving things as they are, they'll get a lot of it then, but it's already been pretty heavy on them. But guess what? They don't care.
Thanks, Big Sis.
Thank you.
And thanks for your text to the Hot Shots text line, 65780. Next up in the fast lane, the Pittsburgh Steelers are without wide receiver Antonio Brown and running back Le'Veon Bell, but there's no way they'll drop enough to not win the AFC North, right? That's next on 101 ESPN. With a second year for Baker Mayfield and the acquisition of Odell Beckham Jr. and some signings to their defense, including pass rusher Olivier Vernon and St. Louis and Sheldon Richardson, there is, with good reason, a lot of hype surrounding the Cleveland Browns for 2019. And they do have a lot of talent, and they have a chance to be very good. But, as we mentioned in the tease, the Pittsburgh Steelers have been around for a long time. They've got a coach that's been around for a long time. They're basically bringing back their offensive line. Four-fifths of their offensive line is back. James Conner was one of the top rushers in the league last year. Juju Smith-Schuster established himself as a number one wide receiver. They've got a terrific front seven. And based on history, what the two teams have accomplished, I get the excitement over the Browns, but I don't get experienced football people saying that Cleveland is going to be better than Pittsburgh in 2019. Am I wrong?
I don't know. If I got to put my money on it, I would put my money on the Steelers, just due to the fact that they've got the quarterback that's established. They have done a good job over the years of just having somebody fill in. They've got Juju Smith-Schuster, who is not Antonio Brown, but he could be good. On the flip side, they've got Dante Moncrief, who might end up being a fantasy monster, just because people are going to be looking to Juju. And Connor, you're right, has been good. They've done a great job at that aspect of it. But the thing that scares me the most about the Cleveland Browns, and I get it, like some franchises just have a moniker of winning, the Steelers, and others have a moniker of losing. That is for sure the Browns. They even made a movie about them and how stupid they were most of the time. But it was always Vontae Mack. Yeah, it was always Vontae Mack. Or it was always Baker Mayfield. There's excitement around this team. There's hype around this team. That's the thing that scares me the most about the team is the expectations, the lofty expectations early on a young quarterback, on a first-time head coach in Freddie Kitchens. What do they do with those expectations? That's what scares me.
I wonder if a lot of this, a lot of the hesitancy about this is because it's the very opposite of the way we look at the Patriots every year. Everybody is afraid to write off New England every year because history has told us it's a stupid idea. On the flip side, history has also told us it's a stupid idea to bet on Cleveland. So I wonder if that has a lot to do with it. But there are so many unknowns going into the season. As much as we like Baker, as much as we like how he's performed in the limited time he's had, you still don't know. And you really don't know about their new head coach. I think Freddie Kitchens is that's a wild card for me. I have no idea what to expect from him. The only thing I know is that apparently the quarterback likes him, which is why he's the head coach. And that's it. I don't know anything else about what kind of coach he's going to be.
Well, knowing what we know now, it appears as if Mike Tomlin did a phenomenal job in calming the waters that Antonio Brown was trying to stir up. Pat Shurmur couldn't handle Odell Beckham Jr. I'll be interested to see just in that dynamic how Freddie Kitchens handles things when Odell Beckham Jr. starts going and punching out kicking nets
because he's
stuff.
Not getting the ball.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know how that dynamic works either. That'll be interesting because I give it maybe four or five games. If he doesn't feel like he's getting enough attention on the field, getting enough touches, he's going to make a spectacle of it.
See, and I'm less worried about how Freddie Kitchens handles that, and I'm more worried about how a young Baker Mayfield handles
exactly.
That. But I'll tell you this about Baker Mayfield. Baker doesn't give a blank. Baker is out there just doing his thing, and he has that chip on his shoulder. He's got that underdog mentality. He's got that walk-on mentality of, I've earned every bit of where I'm at. And I really don't see, and who knows, maybe it's different when, I mean, we know that Odell Beckham Jr. is a superstar in this league. Maybe it's different when that guy starts chirping at you that he needs the ball. But I really just don't see him succumbing to that. I see him going out there and trying to make the smart plays. obviously, when you're a quarterback and you, I don't care if you're a young quarterback, veteran quarterback, if you have a weapon like Odell Beckham Jr., you're going to find out ways to give him the ball anyhow. You're going to throw up the 50-50 ball, know that your guy's going to come down with it. So I don't think getting him the rock is going to be that big of an issue. But him growing on the field as a quarterback and growing as a man, that's going to be part of the process.
Well, what I am really interested to see happening here is how Mayfield is able to, for the first time, really, you've got a quarterback, a young quarterback with very little experience that is not afraid to be himself. He's not reserved. Usually quarterbacks that come in are kind of reserved one way or another. He is not, and he does not give a crap. And I want somebody like that to succeed for once, because it doesn't.
Hasn't happened since Jim McMahon, really.
Right. And the NFL team was full of personalities.
The NFL needs personality.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that happened today. And I have a philosophy on this, and I want to see if you guys agree. The Patriots acquired a couple of offensive linemen today. Jermaine Eluemunor from Baltimore for an undisclosed draft pick, and Corey Cunningham from the Arizona Cardinals for a sixth-round pick. If I were one of those two franchises and New England showed interest in those guys, I would take a real close look and say, what am I missing here?
Right.
You're absolutely right. I think that there's the same thing right now in baseball when you get rid of a guy and the Astros picks him up.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, crap. Which stone did we forget to overturn at this point? That is one thing. Love them, hate them, and I know most of you hate them with the Patriots. They do a better job than anybody of getting personnel in, getting them to do what they're the best at doing,
yes,
putting them in the best positions to succeed, and then collectively as a group, meshing that all together.
And it sounds like such a simple idea. Why don't you acquire players, find out what they're good at, and then use that? It seems like a really simple idea, but a lot of teams are not capable of doing it to the degree that team is capable of doing it. Bill Belichick is I don't think there are enough adjectives to describe how remarkable he is and amazing. I mean, he's so good, he didn't even know one of the best quarterbacks in football retired. He's so focused on his
he's
job.
He's so focused on his own team.
I mean, he's got so much to worry about in-house. He can't be bothered by Andrew Luck news. That's what's amazing about what they do, though, is, again, it's like talking about a bullpen and putting one together and saying, well, why don't you just find guys who throw strikes? Oh, really? That's a simple idea. Why don't we just do that? Why don't you find guys that you know what they're good at and then figure out how to use those attributes? The Patriots do that better than everybody, and I don't know why it's so difficult.
When the Rams first got here, they had a tight end named Troy Drayton, and they traded him to Miami, coached by Jimmy Johnson at the time, for an offensive lineman named Billy Milner. And at the press conference, I said that exact same thing to Steve Ortmeier, the Rams GM at the time. I said, don't you have some questions when Jimmy Johnson wants one of your guys? Isn't that kind of a concern that he might be better than you think he is?
It's kind of like lately when the Astros want somebody.
That's what BT said. Oh, yeah. And look at Yordan Alvarez. He's unbelievable. And they get him for a song. He's from the Dodgers, right? That they got him?
Right. Or even the Dodgers, too.
Yeah. And they're the best at getting professional talent and doing a great job. So anyway, the Rams trade Troy Drayton to Miami, and after getting two catches for the Rams in the first four games of the year, he goes on to Miami and winds up catching 26 and then 39 the next year and becoming a really good player.
The only thing I really worry about when it comes, and going back to the Steelers, is what, and I think Smith-Schuster's good. I think Juju's really good, but I wonder what he's like if he doesn't have AB on the field with him, because part of being a successful receiver a lot of times is having somebody on the other side of the field who's pretty damn good taking attention away from you.
That's why I said Moncrief's going to have a good year.
So, I mean, maybe he does.
And maybe James Washington has had another good preseason. Maybe this is the year. Vance McDonald needs to stay healthy at tight end for them. But, hey, they're built around their running game. Every year they're going to be built around their running game. And Connor needs to stay healthy. And he's in, allegedly, the best shape of his life.
So the messed up thing is here is that we haven't even talked about the team that actually won the division last year. In Baltimore.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and Lamar Jackson is a stud.
Yeah.
Like, he is dual threat. He can sling it. He can run. Maybe he runs too much. Maybe he gets to the point where he gets beat up. Hopefully he's smarter than that. But, I mean, that's a team we're just totally sleep on because of the hype of the Browns, I think.
I agree 100%. And I do think that Cincinnati, with the firing of Marvin Lewis and A.J. Green's going to be out for a while. I think Cincinnati regresses. I could absolutely see Baltimore being better in 2019 than they were last year.
I don't know what I'm going to yell about this year since Marvin Lewis is fired, because every year it's like, how does this guy still have a job? But now, you know, he gone.
You know our XFL coach worked for him for like 13 years?
Yeah.
Jonathan Hayes.
But, I mean, it was pretty amazing that he just kept his job year in, year out.
Incredible.
Get to the playoffs, get bounced. Get to the playoffs, get bounced.
Amazing. By the way, the Dodgers traded Yordan Alvarez to Houston for Josh Fields on August 1st of 2016. And now Alvarez shows up and is he the rookie of the year in the American League? Probably is,
Alvarez?
Right?
How many games has he played?
He's played 60 games, 21 homers, 62 RBIs.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good in that time.
It's the Fast Lane on 101. I can't even think of who the rookie of the year. There's got to be somebody who's having a great year in the American League that I'm just not thinking of.
We're all blanking.
Yeah.
Blanking idiots.
Coming up here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, as we turn the page to the 6 o'clock hour, believe it or not, Illinois football is about to become watchable again. That's next before, with all due respect, on 101 ESPN.